is. It's certainly a big game. We go down there having played pretty well in the last three games but not got our rewards, and we need to make sure we get something from the game. It's going to be a tough place to go, obviously. You know, I'm sure their fortunes are going to change because they've got a great crowd capacity that helps them financially. They've got the clout to get out of trouble, and we've got to make sure that we at this moment in time compete with those sort of teams because they're in and around us, and we can certainly do that with the squad that we've got here.
They've had massive problems, obviously. In the back of your mind, there's always that feeling is that it's a big enough city, big enough community, and big enough club to get out of that.
Certainly, and their fan base is huge in comparison to what we get. It's massive, so they have that to fall back on, and it's a massive club who was in the Championship not long ago. So they've certainly got the potential to get out of trouble, and you know they've got the clout, the money to do that. We haven't. We've just got to make sure that our group of players are as well organised as everybody else, work as hard as everyone else, and more so. And make sure that we're capable of winning games. And I feel we probably are now. You know, we've scored goals. We've looked like we've been a threat. You know, we've looked at the stats this week and we had something like 32 crosses in the box, 20 shots. You know, that's probably double, triple what we were getting previously. So we're moving forward. It's just slightly frustrating we're not getting our rewards for that.
Have you personally had the chance to have a look at Plymouth, or are you relying on reports?
Yeah, I've watched them at Stourbridge where they got beat, obviously. I've seen a few DVDs, done our research. Someone watched them last week. So, yeah, we always do that. We always make sure we have an eye on our opponents. But ultimately, it's about us. You know, we really do need to kick on because the lads are working so hard in training, in the games, and they deserve some reward for what they're doing as well.
Among the plus points that come out of the Rotherham game, Delroy Facey got a goal, obviously, but Johan Arkan perhaps, so that'll help his confidence no end, his goal.
Certainly. You know, Johan can be one of those players who could potentially play at the top level. And to do that, he needs to add goals to his games. And he certainly worked harder. We've obviously settled him down, and he's got into the community and English weather. Certainly doesn't help, but you know he's gradually improving, and what he's done over recent weeks is he's certainly worked a lot harder than he was before, and he got his reward with a goal. And if he goes and scores 6-10 goals in the next few months, then I'm sure people will start recognising his potential.